Scripture says, one God, Father of all, who's above all, through all, and most important, he is in us all. Can we say praise the Lord? Come on, can we say praise the Lord? Amen. We bless the Lord for all of the wonderful testimonies. Amen. The songs of praise and worship unto God. Amen. We thank God for those who participated last night in the Singspiration in Albany. Amen. Indeed, God is good. Can we say God is good? Come on, God is good. Amen. As Sister Lorianne was singing the song, I can remember the times of my life. Hallelujah. When I hit those low points. Amen. And I just knew the Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Right.
Amen. I think Charlotte Cole and Michelle used to sing a song that he didn't build a home in us to move away. Amen. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. Amen. So everything about God is good. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. And we do bless the Lord for that. Amen. We want to continue to pray for St. William's Church. Amen. I was speaking to someone this morning, and they're not from our church, but they said, Pastor, just wait. Said, God has an appointed time.
Right.
And because God has an appointed time, nothing's going to take place until he says it.
Right.
So you might as well relax.
Yes.
How many know that in our personal lives, that's true also?
Yes.
God has an appointed time. You know, as this person was speaking, amen. I remember down in the council, the Georgia council, on Thursday night, Suffragan Bishop Reese spoke about God having an appointed time.
Sure.
He called it the Kairos, God's appointed time. In other words, nothing's going to happen in any of our lives until God says it. Amen. Remember he told Abraham and Sarah, he said, at the appointed time. Amen. You know what that meant? You can wait as long as you want, and you can try and rush me. But God has a plan.
Yes.
I said God has a plan.
Amen.
And when God has a plan, you can cry all you want to cry. And you can try and circumvent God's will all you want. But nothing we do will make God move until the
appointed time.
Can we say appointed time?
Appointed time.
Amen. And then our diocesan bishop on Friday got up and repeated the same thing all over again. In a little different way, he said it this way. He said, remember, with God, blessing delays are not what?
Blessings
denied. In other words, what God has for you, God has for you. So at the appointed time, God's going to do just what he says he's going to do. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. Amen. Which will be coming from three books. Amen. Acts chapter 13 and verse 22. James chapter 2 and verse 23. And Jude. How many books in Jude? How many chapters in Jude?
One.
All right. So that's easy. Only one chapter, verse 24. Amen. We're going to read those three verses to get our message on this afternoon. And all those that are able to stand, out of reverence to God, can we stand for our scripture reading? Those that are able to stand. Amen. We're going to start off in Acts chapter 13 and verse 22. If you have it, can we say amen?
Amen.
And for those that don't have this Bible, it's on the screen. Verse 22 of Acts chapter 13 reads, and when he had removed him, speaking of King Saul, he raised unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill my will. Once again he said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart who's going to fulfill my will. Amen. James chapter 2 and verse 23. James 2 and 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for
righteousness,
and he was called. So we have one that's a man after God's own heart. And then somebody believed God and they were the friend of God. Amen. Now let's go to Jude in verse 24. Amen. Jude verse 24. Do we have it? Now unto him. Now to who? Him that is able to keep you
from falling.
He's able to keep you
from falling.
Only God can do this. Hallelujah. Now to him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you
faultless.
Present your faultless before the presence of his glory with
exceeding joy.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that you're God. And because you're God, Lord, all we have to do is rest in the comfort of your will and your way. Now, Lord, on this afternoon, we ask you to move personal pride, ambition, self-desire out of this way of thy servant. Lord, and speak through thy servant and to thy servant. And for this, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. We read in Acts chapter 2, the Lord says about David. He said, I found a man who was after my
own heart.
Now, was David a perfect man?
No, sir.
Absolutely not. But God still said, in his imperfection, how many know we're imperfect?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. God knows, I know I'm not perfect. God knows I have faults. Amen. If you want to know how many faults, you can ask my wife. I have faults. I am not perfect. Some of y'all say, I'll have to ask you my wife because y'all can see it for yourselves. Amen. Yes, I do have faults. Except for everybody, except for Zoe. For Zoe, I don't have no faults. I'm already with Zoe. She don't see no wrong. Amen. But David was not perfect. But in his imperfections, God said, I have still found a man who is after my
heart.
And then we move up to Abraham, and it says about Abraham, it says Abraham believed God. Was Abraham perfect? Absolutely not. But the scripture says of Abraham, he is the friend of God. And then Jude said, not unto him that's able, hallelujah. How many know God is able?
Yes.
Come on, I say, how many know that he's able?
Yes.
Unto him, hallelujah, that's able to keep you from
falling.
Somebody said, Lord, I just don't have no confidence in myself. You should. But unto him that's able to keep you from
falling.
And because God knows that you're not perfect. I don't want to mess with people. I don't want you to look at nobody and tell me I'm perfect. Because somebody might get offended. So y'all can tell me I ain't perfect. We're not perfect. That's why God has to present us faultless. Because in our human bodies, we won't be perfect. So God will present us perfect before the presence of his glory. How many say, who does it?
God does.
So our message this afternoon is that you don't have to be perfect to have God's favor. You don't have to be perfect to have God's favor. Now, why do we have a message like that? Because every time we mess up, how many know the accusers of the brethren go before God and tell God they're not worthy? Why don't you withdraw your grace? Why don't you withdraw your mercy? Amen. Because we're not perfect. Amen. There, as long as you're in your human body, you will not be perfect. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah, there is none righteous, that means perfect. No, not
one.
In all of our righteousness. Amen. Some of us are so holy. Amen. And if we were God, we'd be walking up in heaven. Wow. You know, some of us are holy like that. You know, we're better than this one because we pray more. We're better than that one because we read our Bible. We're better than that because we fast. We're so holy. You still still in all of your righteousness. The Bible says you're nothing more than a you're nothing but a filthy rag. How? Not in the sight of men, but in the sight of God. So you don't have to be perfect to have God's favor.
Amen.
How many know that favor is the synonymous equivalent to grace? Favor is synonymous or is equivalent to grace. Well, what is grace? Grace is God's unmerited favor. In other words, there is nothing that we can do in our lives to earn grace. Hallelujah. Because every time God looks at us, he sees that there are frailties and there are shortcomings.
Yes.
Amen. That's why Jeremiah says in the book of Lamentation that his mercies are new. Can I get some help, church? That his mercies are new. The only reason you need mercy is because you messed up. So God knows, hallelujah, that every day that we live, he has to give us new mercy. And he said, great is his faithfulness. So I don't know how many of their mind mentally are leaning towards giving up on God. God knows that you don't have to be perfect to get his favor.
Right.
Now, David was an adulterer. David was a murderer. But when David was confronted with his wrong and sin, he did not try to cover it. He did not try to hide it. He said, I have sinned. Amen. Psalm 51 is his whole testimony of asking God to forgive. Psalm 32 also represents God not imputing iniquity unto us. So yes, David fell. Yes, David came up short. But the difference between David and Saul was when David was confronted, he said, I have sinned. So you don't have to be perfect, but you have to be honest.
Amen.
And I believe it's 1 or 2 Corinthians verse 8:21 says, providing things that are honest in the sight of God and also men. You have to be honest. Sometimes we say, well, as long as God knows, I don't care what anybody else thinks. Providing things that are honest is 2 Corinthians 8:21 in the sight of God and men. I mean, I wonder this afternoon, how many have made it well with God? But we got some issues with men. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to mention that. Amen? So you don't have to be perfect. David wasn't a murderer. David wasn't an adulterer. Amen. David numbered the people and caused God to be angry. Yet God says about David, I have found a man who hath the mind.
Whole heart.
You don't have to be perfect, but when you mess up, at least be honest.
Yes.
I say you don't have to be perfect, but when you mess up, at least be honest enough to say, I messed up.
Amen.
Ask for forgiveness. Amen. And then God will forgive you. So you don't have to be perfect to receive God's favor.
Amen.
Amen. We go a little further, we get to Abraham. Abraham did everything. He lied. Amen. He tried to circumvent God's will by having another child. Amen. They said Abraham had been perfect obedience. Yet God says about Abraham, he said, I found a man who I can call my friend. Even in all of his errors and all of his mess ups, God said he's still a friend of God. Well, what made Abraham a friend of God? He believed God. And because he believed God, God said, I'm going to equate your belief to righteousness. Because when you were wrong, you made it right. So you don't have to be perfect this afternoon to be a child of God. That's why the Bible said we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain
mercy.
Well, why do I need mercy? Because I messed up yesterday.
Yes.
I messed up early.
Yes.
I didn't think right. I didn't say the right thing. But I can still come bold. Lord, I wonder how many in church. faulting God sheepishly because we messed up. Well, you don't have to be perfect to get God's favor. And what's favor? Grace. The scripture says about Noah, Noah found grace, not in the eyes of man, but he found grace in the eyes of who?
The Lord.
And because he found grace with the eyes of the Lord, God warned him of things not yet seen, and Noah moved with fear and prepared his heart to the saving of his soul. But after God had cleansed the world or the earth of all unrighteousness and filth, how many of you know that Noah went out and got drunk? So guess what? Somebody said, wait a minute, Noah got drunk? Yeah, you can read it by the yourself in Genesis chapter 11. He messed up. That's what caused Ham to be cursed. Amen? So Noah messed up. So was Noah perfect? No. But he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The concern this afternoon is how many people in church allow someone else to put some guilt. Amen. Allow someone else to put a weight on you that God never intended for you to carry. I heard the book of Proverbs say, a righteous man, and there, this is not an excuse or a plan to mess up. But God makes a way for us to escape that we may be able to. God makes a way for us to escape that we may be able to. Now people will look at you and by the time you finish, you don't even want to look at yourself. But I thank God now to hear that they able to keep me from fall. And then in my failures, amen, he knows how to take my messed up situations and straighten it out. It says, a just man falleth
seven times.
Amen. But then he rises up again. Why? Not because of what we have in us, but because our God is good.
Yes.
So every time the adversary tries to bring these accusations to make you think you can't come boldly to God, say, no, I believe God. And because I believe God, that makes me the friend of God. Because I confess my wrong, amen, and I get it right, that makes me a man or woman after God's own heart. So even though I messed up, amen, don't look at nobody else and tell me you messed up. It's just say, I messed up, man. Come on, I messed up. A lot of us don't think we ever mess up. I know I mess up. I mess up every day, all day long. Amen. That's why I go humbly before God and pray in the morning. I go humbly before God and pray in the afternoon and at night. I said, Lord, I need you to cleanse me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, how can I help somebody else if I can't see my wrong and make it right? Lord, how can I help the church if I messed up? So every day I said, Lord, I need you to help me.
Yes.
Lord, if you don't cleanse me, Lord, if you don't make me righteous, Lord, if you don't give me a mind to stand in the midst of my wrong, I can't help anybody else if I cannot help myself. So every day I go boldly to the throne of grace that I may obtain mercy and find help, grace to help in the, anybody in the time of need? Amen. If you need some help, it's time for you to run boldly unto God. It's time for you to fall before God as the songwriter and say, Lord, you know, I don't have anything I can hide from you. Because you're God and you see all things.
Amen.
You see the secret things. Amen. I believe it was in Isaiah or Jeremiah. He said, when it comes to our God, he sees the dark as the light.
Yeah.
And the light as the dark. In other words, to God, everything is all time. So you can't hide it from God. Amen. The Bible said, no, not one thing that we do can we hide from God.
Amen.
So since God already knows it, wouldn't it make sense that we need to make it right?
Yes.
If God already knows it, you don't have to cover it for anybody else. The scripture says, providing things that are honest in the sight of who? God. Amen. This afternoon, the stronghold, the tomb, the mechanism that the devil uses against the very saints of God is the word of God to keep us in bondage. But I heard Jesus say, we're going to but you have to be honest.
Amen.
You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be honest.
Yes.
You have to be able to go before God for yourself. You know, and I believe it was Sister Moni said, try to have other people validate you. Your only validation you need is God.
Amen.
That's why he said, fear not man that's able to destroy the what? Body.
Amen.
But we are to fear him who's able to destroy both the body and soul in hell.
Amen.
Amen. We make too many decisions in our life based on people.
Amen.
What about our God?
Amen.
The next time you make a decision, just thinking your private time and in the back in the corner of your mind, what would God want me to do?
Yeah.
How would God want me to handle this situation? You know, and a lot of times, you know, we have messed up. Amen. You know, through life, I've made a whole lot of financial mistakes. But I'm not going to stay back there where I was at. I'm not going to keep looking back. It's time for me to forget about the things which are. It's time. But it's time to look unto Jesus. I wonder how many in the church are losing their direction because you're living in yesterday. You're living on past faults. You're living on past failures. You're living on past mess up. I heard somebody say, every day with Jesus.
Don't plan to mess up and come to God. That's iniquity.
Amen.
It's iniquity when you plan to mess up because I know I can go to God and hear me. That's iniquity. Now, I'm not saying iniquity. Amen. I'm talking about when you mess up and it happens by happenstance. Let's get it right. 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of
Christ?
Okay, somebody said, you don't know what I'm going through. It says, shall tribulation. Yes. You just don't understand what I'm going. You don't understand the hardships and the difficulties.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to land? Tribulation. Amen. Or
distress.
I'm so messed up in my mind, I don't know what to do. Are you letting that separate you from the love of God? Or
persecution.
You don't know what I have to go through with my family, my friend, because they said I'm one of those Jesus only. Are you going to let that separate you from the love of God? Or famine? Or
nakedness?
Or
peril?
Somebody said, this day and age, you don't want to bring a child in this age because it's so bad. Don't let it separate you. Don't let the danger separate you from the love of God. Or the what?
Sword.
Sword. This represents division. Amen. Splits. Family split. People splitting. Don't you allow their mess up to separate you from the love of God.
Right.
You don't have to be perfect to have God's grace. But you have to be righteous. Well, what is righteous? Lord, I messed up. I'm going to be honest. You know the problem with most of us is we don't want to be honest with ourselves. If you're not honest with yourself, how are you going to be honest with God? You won't be honest with yourself. How you gonna be honest with God? Amen. I'm not trying to make this a long Bible study. All these scriptures are coming to my mind. I'm trying to move to the side. The scripture says in John, if your heart or your conscience condemn you, don't leave this, I'm coming back. It says that God is
greater
than your conscience and your heart, and that he knoweth
all things.
So we say, well, I'm all right, but inside, this is where you have to have an introspective look for your personal life. Everybody says, well, you all right? I'm talking about inside. I'm talking about what my Holy Ghost is down in my heart. And I'm talking about what my Holy Ghost is driving. My unrighteous attitude down in my heart. I know I'm not right. God is real. And he knows all things. He said, but if your heart and your conscience does not condemn you, then you have confidence with God. You can go, that's 1 John chapter 2, go to your free time. So you have confidence with God. If your mind or conscience or heart don't condemn you, you have confidence with God. And you have the assurance. Listen, it's not a guess. You have the assurance that whatsoever you ask God, God will give it to you. Why? Because of my mind and heart are clean. But if your heart is condemned, your conscience is bothering you, you know that you're not right, God is real. Then you can't go to God because in your unrighteous mind, you know that God knows you for what you are. So you can't talk to God because you can't present an old unholy thing before a holy God. So because you're unholy, you keep going away from God. Just get it right. Make it right. Let God know, God, I messed up. But I want to be right. How many want to be right before God?
Hallelujah.
I often say this, I haven't said it in a while. If you would project yourself 1,000 years from today, your spiritual sanctity 1,000 years from today, wouldn't that state be worth what you paid today?
Yes.
Well, Jesus asked this way, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? What the sin, the decadence, the wrong, the guilt of today be worth the price of 1,000 years from today? Would it be worth it? Then it's time to make it right. Amen. Verse 36 says, Paul said, I am persuaded. Go down to verse 37. Amen. I am persuaded. 38. That, now this is how, we're talking about the love of who? Christ. Who or what is going to separate me from the love of Christ? You know, the number one thing he dealt with first, everybody said, well, after you die, it's all over. Uh-uh. After you die, it's just beginning. So the Lord said, to let you know that death is no escape to get away from me. He says, why I persuaded you neither nor life, nor what?
Angels,
nor powers, nor things, present, nor things
to come,
right? Neither what? Keep going. Nor height, nor death, nor what today? What today? What today is separating you from the love of God? You don't have to be perfect to have God's grace, but you have to be righteous. Well, what does righteous mean? God, I'm doing all that I know to do with the best of my ability. Listen, David committed murder. David committed adultery, but he confessed his fault. And this is not the scripture saying, go to the last scripture. I'm trying to be good. I'm not gonna go long. But let's go to Psalm 32. I'm gonna end right here. Okay? I ain't gonna go far, but if the Lord has given it to me, I don't want to just say it. I want you to read it, because we don't have to be perfect, but we do have to be right. That's what I said. No, that's not what they said. I don't care what they said. What did God say?
Right.
That's the final authority of salvation. Is who?
God.
Who authored the book?
God.
Who is the finisher of the book?
God.
So if you're going to go to heaven, you're not going to know whose way? God's way. That's why the Bible said there's only
one way.
You won't get to heaven any other way, but you've got to go through God. Blessed is he whose transgression is, you have missed the mark, you have sinned, you have come up short. But blessed is he whose transgression is
forgiven.
The only way that you get forgiveness is you have to do what? Ask for it. Amen. If you offend somebody and you pass them 1,000 times and don't ask for forgiveness, will they forgive you? You got a rare person that might, but very few. Somebody said, I don't want to say when they act like they act like they act towards me. Did you offend them? Did you ask for them? All right, I'm not going to mail them, be noticing, but I'm just going to tell you like the scripture says. Amen. Blessed is he whose transgressions are, and whose what? How do you cover sin? How do you cover sin? The scripture says, whosoever confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. I can't go to God. Have you confessed it? Then after you confess it, did you
forsake it?
Then you're going to have
mercy.
So you need to have your sins covered. Amen. Go to verse 2. Blessed. How many want to be blessed?
Amen.
Come on. How many want to be blessed? We can stand on this.
Amen.
We can stand, because if y'all stand, I know I won't go to all the other scriptures that fly through my mind. Let me see it right there. How many really want to be blessed?
Right.
Well, blessings come from who?
God.
Blessings come from God. People can give you things, but to be blessed means you have some favor with God. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord now remained that God imputed unto Abraham righteousness because he believed. When you believe God, it brings about a course of action towards repentance. So it says, blessed is he whom the Lord imputed not in iniquity. This is a tough one here. This means you gotta be honest. You can't represent something in church and before people and then live another way. So first of all, it said, blessed is the man whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose
spirit
there is no You know you're not doing the right thing. But in your spirit, you're trying to be righteous. And we close on verse number 3. Amen? Amen. Verse number 3. Say, when I kept. You know what it says? I was so messed up and so wrong. This is Psalms David. He said, I knew I was wrong. And I didn't get it right. I knew that there were things that I tried to cover. Yes, I had Uriah killed to try to cover my sin with his wife Bathsheba. He said, but when I kept silent, my bones waxed old to my groaning. That's it. Just get it right. Let God free you. Let God free your spirit. Let God free your mind. As the elders and ministers and all the team come forward. You don't have to be perfect to have God's favor. But you do have to be righteous. Well, how do I get righteous? Whosoever confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. Mercy keeps that just judgment that we should have. It's a penalty because the wages of sin is what? But God said, because of my mercy, the gift of God is, you deserve death. God said, when you listen, a lot of times we won't make a move of God about what people are going to think. Do you realize that God sees and knows already? You can't hide anything. God already knows the situation. Amen. That's why the Bible, the scripture says, he's keeping an account. Amen. And on the day of judgment, we have to give account for all the things done in our bodies. So who do you fear this afternoon? Do you fear what people think, or do you fear God? Hallelujah. You don't have to be perfect to have God's grace.